Praise the Lord this morning. Isn't it great to be in the house of the Lord? Amen. Just so good to worship. And once again, we are glad that you're worshiping with us this morning. And just to experience the Lord in our life is such an amazing thing. And we hope that you're continuing to experience Him and He's continuing to work wonderfully and powerfully in your life. Just a few announcements we want to share with you this morning before we get into the message. And so I do need to see the church board just for a few moments right after the service this morning. And so if we could just meet right here at the front, we'd appreciate that. And then I want to draw your attention, if I could, to the bulletin this morning. Several things in there that we just wanted to remind you of and continue to share with you. And so continue our church extension project. We're collecting items for our active military, for Tanner and Caleb and Tim. And so there is a box there in the foyer to put those items in. There's also a list out there, if you don't already have one, of items that we're collecting for them. And so we'd encourage you to participate in the collection of items for those that are in our active military. Also, we will have next Sunday morning the Taylor Ryan Love Offering. As you know, she just graduating from high school, lost her mom here recently, and so let's continue to pray for Taylor as well as remember the love offering next Sunday morning. Also, we are planning a baptism service July 26th during the PM service, and so if you're interested in being baptized or know someone who is, if you would just let us know, we would certainly appreciate that. And then also, we're looking to have a new membership class. For church membership, and so if you're interested in that, if you would see me as well, and we'll talk to you more about membership. And also, you know, as we begin to prepare for back to school, Lorna shared with you in regard to the pencils and the cards out there, and so back to school Sunday will be July 26th, and we want you to be praying over those individuals and praying for that pencil, and as we continue to encourage and pray and share with the school, and we encourage you to do so. Also, we want to share with you that Kid Adventures, of course, will be resuming this fall, and Becky's looking for volunteers to assist there. And so if you're interested in that, please see Becky. And then also you'll find this pinkish-colored paper in your bulletin. And, of course, because of COVID-19 and some concern there, leadership there in Kid Adventures made the decision to separate those shared supplies. So each child has their own and such. And so there's some items that are going to need to be purchased and picked up. And you can read about that in that little paper. And so if you'd be able to help Kid Adventures out, between now and this coming fall with a few of those items so that each kid will have their own supplies and won't have to worry about sharing supplies and such. And so if you would consider that, we would appreciate that as well this morning. And then also you'll see there in the bulletin that we will be out of the office. And so this week we will be headed to Fernipshin Family Camp, as well as assisting with Teens in Action. And so we'd appreciate that you would be praying for the camp at Fernipshin, and know that the Lord will bless there as well as here. It seems as though we're having technical difficulties again. Is it batteries? We shall see. Technology is great when it works for you, but when it doesn't, it always creates an interesting scenario. So we have a backup if we need. And anyway, let's just continue to worship the Lord this morning as we look to the thought that God has laid on our heart. A few weeks ago, we began to look at the 23rd Psalm, and we discovered spiritual refreshment flows through the shepherd, or the good shepherd. Of course, that shepherd being Jesus. Not only do we find refreshment or spiritual refreshment in the shepherd of Psalm 23, we also have the opportunity to experience restoration. Restoration is a powerful thing, and I think it's an interesting word. And when we think about restoration, it is the concept of making new again, or the ideal of restoring. As you know, I've been in the process of attempting to restore a 66 Chevy pickup truck for, it seems like, an eternity, and will probably take me another eternity, but I can assure you that the shepherd is much more adequate about this thing of restoration than I am. And so, this morning we want to consider this concept of restoration, or being restored, if you would, by the shepherd. So, picture, if you will, a flock of sheep, because we're looking at Psalm 23 and the shepherd. So picture, if you will, a flock of sheep grazing in the pasture. Everything is going along simply fine and wonderful. And then one or more of the sheep begin to wander. Fact is, sheep have a straying nature. That's just what they do. They often wander and find themselves separated from the flock and the shepherd. That's why sheep need a shepherd, is because they just tend to wander. The shepherd then must go off in search of the missing sheep, because they cannot survive apart from the flock. And they do not have the wherewithal, or the direction, to make their way back on their own. Truth is, sheep are dense and defenseless. That's sheep. That's just who they are. That's their nature. And such is the case with the Good Shepherd and us, His sheep. We often have the same nature. Our nature often causes us to wander and go astray. Isaiah 53:6 shares with us, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." Every one of us have gone astray at some point or at some time in our life. That's the tendency and the nature of humanity. We have a natural propensity to stray from our shepherd. And we get lost in the darkness of the world. And when we do, we're unable to make our way back to the fold. We therefore become subject to blind attacks and can fall victim to any persistent force in our life. Have you ever heard someone say, "How did I end up here?" Exactly. What's happening in their life? This tendency to wonder. But when the Good Shepherd finds wandering sheep, he restores them to the fold. That's this concept this morning we'll discover in Psalm 23 of restoration. He restores them to the fold. He brings them back. The Good Shepherd understands that sheep are prone to wander. Yet the Good Shepherd restores, favors, restores relationship and life to the sheep. And so I'd like for us to take a few moments this morning and think about this thing of restoration or being restored. Because if we're not careful, we all have the tendency to wonder. Let's take our Bibles, if you would. Turn over to Psalm 23 this morning. We'll look at verses again, once again, 1 through 3 this morning. And then each week we're going to be adding a verse. And so Psalms 23, 1 through 3. And I'm sure you're very familiar with this psalm, but I'd still appreciate if you would stand this morning as we come to the Word of the Lord. And those of you that are at home watching, or wherever you are, if you have the opportunity to stand, take your Bible, join with us. Let's continue to worship the Lord together as we come to His Word. Psalm 23, verse 1. And here the Word shares with us, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake." Join with me this morning, once again, in a word of prayer. Dear precious Father, Lord, as we come to You this morning, we thank You and we praise You for this beautiful opportunity, Lord, to be able to worship together, to be able to come to Your Word and recognize that there's restoration available for us. Not just spiritual refreshment, but restoration, to be able to be brought back and to be restored, to be returned, Lord, to You. And so we ask that You would just come this morning in a powerful way, that You would stir our heart and You would stir our mind this morning, and we would clearly recognize You as the shepherd of our life, and that we would be fully and entirely restored this morning to the image of God in our life. And so, Lord, I ask that Your words this morning would speak to us just simply so powerfully and so wonderfully this morning. And for that to happen, Lord, You need to come on the scene. And so, Lord, I pray that You would touch Your people this morning. Wherever we are, whatever's going on in our life, we pray, Lord, right now that You would touch. We also ask, Lord, that once again You would allow us to come under the anointing of the Holy Spirit that allows for the preaching of the Word. We just desire, Lord, this morning to be used of You to share Your Word with Your people. And so, Shepherd, come and lead us this morning. For we ask in Your precious name, and amen. You may be seated this morning. As we make our way through the 23rd Psalm over the next several weeks, as I shared with you a week or so ago, there's going to be some gaps in here. But as we work our way through the 23rd Psalm, we're going to be focusing on different verses and continuing to add a verse as we share. And so this morning I do want to draw our attention to verse 3. And that's really where we're going to be focusing this morning in this concept of the shepherd. And it simply shares with us, "He restores my soul." He restores my soul. Can we share that? Let's say that together. He restores my soul. Well, if you don't get anything else this morning, I want you to know that He, the shepherd, Jesus, restores your soul. There's restoration available through the shepherd, Jesus. But I want us to take a few moments and think about this thing of restoration. This concept of the fact that the shepherd restores our soul. And so as we think about restoration this morning that we see here in Psalm 23, I believe that there are three steps or stages, if you would, this morning in regard to restoration. And I want to share them with you this morning. And so the first act of restoration is remission. If we're going to be fully restored in Christ, the first step is remission. When we talk about this concept of remission, we're talking about the cancellation of a debt or a penalty. We're relieved of whatever it is that we are bound by. And so in this thought of restoration by the shepherd, remission is the concept of forgiven. Forgiven. Jesus understands, the shepherd understands, even in Psalm 23, that sheep are prone to wander. And if not watched and led and protected, sheep go astray. And when the sheep go astray, as sheep do, the shepherd forgives them. It's this concept of remission. He cancels their debt. Forgives them. And so what we discover in Psalm 23 is it is the shepherd, Jesus, who provides for our remission or for our forgiveness of our actions. We see in Matthew chapter 26 and verse 28 this morning, and it shares with us, "For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." The shepherd of Psalm 23 provides remission or forgiveness to the sheep who go astray. That shepherd, of course, is Jesus. And you can make connection after connection after connection of the shepherd in Psalm 23 to the good shepherd in the New Testament. And so the shepherd forgives the sheep. And so the first step in restoration or being restored is this concept of remission. Forgiveness. Note this morning that through the shepherd of Psalms 23 that there is remission or forgiveness of sin. We can be forgiven of whatever this morning. And because the shepherd forgives, remission then means that we have restored favor. Have you ever thought about this morning? God favors you. The shepherd of Psalm 23, which is the good shepherd of the New Testament, which is the spotless lamb that went to the cross of Calvary, favors you. I have a few favorite things in my life. Food. Say amen. That's good preaching, Pastor. Fishing. Some of you can agree with that. Family. And the list would go on and on and on. And Ohio State football. But that's beside the point. We all have favorites and favorite things. We probably have a favorite singer. Maybe even a favorite TV show, a favorite actor or actress, a favorite food, a favorite beverage, a favorite everything. The list would go on and on and on. And when we say that's my favorite, we simply mean I prefer that. That's what I want. Now you got that, right? You understand the concept that we have a favorite something. Shake your head. You got that, right? Now, I wanted to come back to this concept of remission. Forgiveness. In remission, the shepherd favors you. You're catching up to that, right? As we desire whatever those things are that we refer to as our favorites, I want you to know this morning that the shepherd desires
you.
And He favors you. Every one of us, humanity, the wandering sheep, the sheep of the fold, you and I are His favorite. That might explain the whole concept of the plan of salvation and the cross of Calvary. The shepherd of Psalm 23 that desires to restore your soul. Shares with us remission or forgiveness. Look at Psalm 23 verse 5 in this concept of favor. It shares with us, the psalmist says, David says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over." My, we could spend all day right there. But we won't. You can take a deep breath. It's okay. But there's favor in this thing of remission. Forgiveness from the shepherd. In fact, He simply favors the sheep. Desires to restore their soul. Not only is there remission in this thing of restoration, there is also the concept, which I like to say is, in a sense, step two, is this thing of redemption. The ideal of being redeemed. And so when we think about being redeemed, it's the concept of being saved or rescued, brought back. And that's exactly what the shepherd does. How many times have we heard the concept of the good shepherd that he leaves the 99 and goes looking for that one lost lamb? That's that whole concept of redemption, to be redeemed, to be saved, to be rescued, to be brought back. And so in this process of restoration, there's remission, there's forgiveness, and then there's redemption. Being rescued, saved, brought back. And so with remission comes redemption. The Bible says that we have been blood-bought. The sheep of His pasture have been blood-bought. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20. "For we have been bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." We've been bought at a price. That price was the cross of Calvary. The shepherd sacrificing His life for the sheep. Redemption. The Scripture has some powerful things to say to us in regard to being bought with a price. And make no mistake about it this morning, we were bought with a price. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 23 shares with us, "You were bought at a price." That's pretty clear. You were bought at a price. Do not become slaves of men. We don't belong to the world. We don't belong to man. We belong to God. We were bought at a price. Crystal clear. At least I hope so. Scripture says so. I believe it. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 through 19 shares with us, "Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct, received by the tradition of your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. The price of redemption for the sheep was the life of the shepherd. We are purchased by the blood of Christ. And this paints a beautiful picture for us of this concept of restoration. And in this thing of restoration is redemption, or being redeemed. Being bought by the blood of Christ. What makes this so beautiful is the concept is that we belong to God in the beginning. Everyone does. Everything does. And we strayed or we wandered from Him. And get this, not only did He come looking for us, we already belonged to Him. But when we wandered and went astray, then He comes looking for us and He buys us back. You have to ponder that for a minute. We already belong to Him, but yet we wandered, and He was willing to buy us back. That is the heart of redemption. And that price was His life, His blood at the cross of Calvary. In this process of restoration, remission, forgiveness, and then there's redemption, being bought back by the precious blood and life of Christ. I want you to know this morning that we serve a God who paid enough to purchase our salvation and restore all that the enemy has stolen. We have a God who can restore us to life new. That's the shepherd of Psalm 23. Listen to Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I love this verse. It simply says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. If anybody has the power to restore, it's Christ. It is the shepherd of Psalm 23. Note again, if you will, it is the shepherd who provides redemption. It is the shepherd who restores our soul. That we read in Psalm 23, verse 3. He restores my soul. It is the shepherd who brings us redemption. Luke chapter 1, verse 68. Blessed is the Lord God of Israel, for He has visited and redeemed His people. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. It is the shepherd of Psalm 23, Jesus, who redeems His people, His sheep. In this process of restoration is this concept of remission, forgiveness, this beautiful thing of redemption, being bought by the blood of Christ. And this third step or stage is reconciliation or reconciliation. Reconciled simply means to be made right again. And so when we say something is reconciled, it's made right. And so in this process of restoration, We are reconciled. We are made right. And so, with remission comes redemption. And with redemption comes reconciliation. And with this concept of reconciliation, we are returned to a right relationship with the shepherd and with the Father. We are restored. David says in Psalm 23:3, He restores my soul. The sheep wanders. The shepherd seeks and finds and redeems, forgives and redeems, and then reconciles that sheep. And when that sheep is reconciled or brought back into a right relationship with the shepherd, that sheep is restored to the fold, made right again. I want you to know this morning, because of the shepherd of Psalm 23, because of Christ, no longer do our lives hang in the balance. The finished work of the cross fully reconciles us with God. We can be fully restored. Romans chapter 5 verse 1 says, Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. There's reconciliation. Through the shepherd of Psalm 23. The truth is, this morning, we once had a life that was subject to sin and death. We now can have eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We don't have to live in sin and death. We don't have to be lost on the hillsides of life. Even though we have this tendency to wander, we can be reconciled because of the shepherd. John 3:16 shares with us, which I'm sure you know so well, For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 shares with us, But God demonstrated His own love toward us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Reconciliation. Romans 6, 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. We don't have to live in sin and death. We can be reconciled to God through the work of the shepherd, because He has the ability to restore not only our soul, but our life. The shepherd, Jesus, once again provides reconciliation. Listen to what Romans chapter 5, verse 10 and 11 share with us. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we now have received the reconciliation. We can be made right again. We can be restored. Psalm 23:3 says, He restores my soul. Restored life. is found in the shepherd. The shepherd being Jesus. If you have wondered today, I want you to know you can be fully and entirely restored. The shepherd of Psalm 23, the good shepherd of the New Testament, the Son of God who surrendered His life at the cross of Calvary, can restore life. John chapter 11, verse 25. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? In this concept of restoration through the shepherd, Jesus, is an absolute powerful verse. We have to take a moment to keep it in context. If you're familiar with John chapter 11, you know that it addresses the death, burial, and raising of Lazarus. And the verses I shared with you is Jesus speaking to Mary, Martha. But I want you to know that this shepherd of Psalm 23, the good shepherd of the New Testament, Jesus, has the power to store life. Stay with me. He has the power to restore life. Not just remission, forgiveness, don't take it away from them, because they're beautiful, not just redeem, to rescue, not just to reconcile, to be made right again, but to entirely restore life. Lazarus was not just out there wandering around waiting for the shepherd. Lazarus had died. He was dead and buried 4 days. Note this shepherd of Psalm 23, the good shepherd of the New Testament, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the one who died at Calvary, not only has the power of for remission, for redemption and reconciliation, but He has the power to restore life. I don't know about you, but church, that's good stuff. That's life-changing. Earth-moving stuff. The psalmist David says, He restores my soul. Even when I've wandered far from Him, He restores my soul. And even in death, He gives me life. My, that's good. As we come to a close this morning, Christians or believers, however you want to refer to it, the world over, regularly worship and celebrate the redemptive work of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross and the restoration it brings. The truth is, it's only through the power of the cross can we cease from our wondering. It's the finished work of the cross that affords our weary souls the opportunity to come home. It reestablishes our place among the flock and even connects us to the shepherd. I wonder today, are you among the sheep? Are you among the sheep? Or are you wandering on the hillsides of life? Wherever you are, I want you to know the shepherd can restore your soul. Stand with me this morning. I'm going to ask Lana if you would come to the piano. Brian, if you would come and just play softly this morning. And I want us to just take a few moments if we can. We need to ask that question. Where am I? Where am I? Am I among the sheep? Am I with the shepherd? Or have I wandered out here somewhere? I'm not exactly sure where I am. Maybe you even know very well where you are and you know you're not where you belong. I want you to know that the shepherd can restore your soul. All you have to do is call on His name. All you have to do is ask. No matter what the circumstances are, no matter where you're at, no matter what's going on, I wonder this morning, is there any of us that might need to just step out to an altar of prayer? Are there any of you there at home that maybe just needs to kneel right there at your recliner? Or if you're driving down the road listening, maybe you need to pull your automobile off for a moment and you need to call out on the shepherd to bring you back into the fold, to restore your soul, to restore life to you. We're going to tarry just a moment, and then we're going to pray. Dear precious Father, Lord, as we come to You this morning, we rejoice in this concept that there's restoration available to us. And there's probably no question at some point in life we have wandered here, we've wandered there, and we need the shepherd to come and to rescue us and redeem us, to forgive us and to bring reconciliation into our life. Lord, we're so thankful for that. And for the very concept that You can bring life to us, we rejoice. But maybe in these moments this morning, Lord, there's somebody that's among us, either here in the church or joined us on the live stream, that is wondering still and needs to be restored. And so, Lord, I pray for them. I lift them before You and I ask, Lord, that You would touch their heart today. That You would continue to seek them out, as I know that You will. and that they would recognize today that they need to be restored to life in Christ. And Lord, that they would simply just experience new life in You. And so we pray for them. And we ask for Your touch upon their life this morning. We ask in Your precious name. Amen. Psalm 23:3 shares with us, He restores my soul. I pray this morning that you've been restored and that you have new life in Christ. May the Lord bless you. And may you live in the beauty and the safety of the shepherd of Psalm 23. God bless you this morning. Have a wonderful day. You're dismissed. Church board, I need to see you for just a few minutes if we can.